Last year, reports of abuse and neglect in Florida's assisted living industry prompted Governor Rick Scott to create a task force. The work from that group, coupled with a grand jury report, formed the base of a series of reform bills that died in the past legislative session. Now, the Florida Department of Elder Affairs and its Secretary Charles Corley are trying to solve the issues by making rules.
The governor remained committed and a little bit concerned that we weren't able to do more through the session. So he asked all of us what it was we could do to move us forward. And that's when we came up with this idea of looking at the existing rules, everything short of materially changing things that are in current law.
Corley says his agency's approach to coming up with solutions involves bringing together people with different interests to form a set of rules called negotiated rulemaking. The bills that died in the legislature earlier in the year were tanked due to many of those competing interests. And even those within the agency, like Susan Rice, say they aren't sure how the process will work out.
These collaborative or consensus-based approaches only work if the members are willing to come together to explore ways to reconcile competing and conflicting interests. Probably should say that again. The members have to be willing to reconcile competing and conflicting interests.
The negotiating process gives more influence to non-agency parties, which doesn't happen in a normal process. And the unusual approach, coupled with the failed efforts to reform the assisted living industry, has advocates a bit pessimistic about how much the group will actually be able to do.
We're developing rules on a broken law that we know doesn't work for residents in protecting their rights and their safety. So why do this now? It doesn't make sense, except for the fact that the industry, again, dominating this group, wants to identify the rules that are challenging to them as providers.
Brian Lee is the state's former long-term care ombudsman who was forced out of the job after Corley took office. In the run-up to his resignation, Lee had clashed with the elder care industry. Corley says he doesn't want to place burdensome regulations on small businesses, which make up most of the assisted living groups, but he also wants to protect residents.
Our focus is on the residents and everything that serves the residents well. Now, if we imposed undue burdens on an industry, that would have the manifestation of causing there to be fewer and fewer choices for consumers of good facilities, and that's not the goal of this either. So we have to strike a balance.
The department will hold a total of 6 rulemaking sessions between now and August. The 15-member panel includes 7 state officials, representatives of 4 providers and association groups, and 4 consumer advocates, one who works for the state. The department wants to have something in place by the end of the year or before the start of the next legislative session. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.